Hello everybody, this is Petro Giannakopoulos. I'm going to show you how to use ATI's Multimedia Center 9.08 application. I'm using a USB 2.0 device called the TV Wonder, and it's from ATI also. The device comes with three type of inputs. Comes with coax input, composite AV inputs, and S video input. And you connect whatever video source you want to capture to this external device. The first thing I'm going to do is open the TV application within the ATI Multimedia Center suite of applications. So what you're going to do is go to Start Programs, ATI Multimedia Center, and find the TV application and open it, run it. A couple of shortcuts you might want to know. Control plus F, as in Frank, is to maximize the screen, the TV screen. That's a full screen image on your computer monitor. If you do a control plus 3 on the numbers row, that's like a medium size screen display. I'm using composite for my input, and the hotkey to choose composite is the Alt plus 2 key on the numbers row. This varies by the type of input you're using. Another valuable shortcut, as Rick Harmon said. Thank you, Rick, very much. When you're in the TV application, you can do a applications key to bring up a list of options in the context menu. In there you can see what your video display current default selection is, your input type, all that. It's all there. Okay, here we go. What I'm going to show you today is how to use the TV application to do timer recordings using this software. The first thing I do before I do all this is choose the channel I want to record by using the original remote control for my satellite box. So if I want to record channel 5 on my satellite box receiver, I choose that channel using the remote control for my satellite box, and then proceed to the Multimedia Center TV application. So we're going to go to Start Programs, like I said earlier.
Start menu, set program access and defaults to move to key accessory submenu A. ATI Multimedia Center submenu A. ATI Remote Wonder unavailable A. ATI Remote Wonder A. Video CD B. ATI Remote Wonder A. CD audios, configurations, EasyShare TV E. File player F. Launchpad L. Media library TV T.
The application is called TV. I'm going to press the Enter key.
TV. Enter. Leaving menus. Start button to open. Press enter. Dialog. OK button to activate. Press space bar. TV.
I have it on the Fox channel right now. For me, I have to minimize one time the TV application. So what I have to do is a Windows plus M, as in mic. And you're on the desktop. And what I usually do is tab past the start button and then to the taskbar. And I find the TV application in there and open it again. Now I'm in the TV application. I'm going to do insert plus T as in Tango for the title bar. And just to be sure, I'm going to do Alt plus 2 on the numbers row for composite. Now what I'm going to do is hit the num lock key on the numpad to turn off the speech. So you press the num lock key like Rick said. Jaws says num lock on. I'm using Jaws 7.10 here with a Windows XP Home Service Pack 2 computer. I'm doing all this on a desktop computer. And now what you're going to do is hit the asterisk key on the numpad. This is located on the top row of the numpad, going from left to right. It's the third button, going left to right. So I'm going to press the asterisk key, and this mutes the speech. So right now what's happened is the speech is off from the TV, but the there's still a video picture on your screen. I can't see it, but that's what I know. So I'm going to press the num lock key again to turn it off.
Num lock off.
And then press your applications key on your keyboard. This is the key located to the left of your right control key.
Applications. Context menu, setup control plus S to navigate, press up or down arrow.
Like Rick Harmon said, you get this context menu list of options. I'm just going to show a few of these to you. I'm going to show you how do you know what kind of input you have.
Hide controls F2. Hide control always on top, window desktop F7. Minimize TV display size aspect input connector submenu.
You go to the input connector submenu in the context menu. Do a right arrow key to open it.
Analog TV tuner Alt plus 1.
Analog TV tuner is Alt plus 1. It's not checked because I'm not using it.
S-dash video Alt plus 3.
S-video is Alt plus 3, the shortcut. It's not checked.
Composite Alt plus 2 checked.
Composite Alt plus 2 is checked, and that's what I want. Just verifying here. I'm going to do a left arrow key.
Input connector submenu.
We're back on the input connector submenu. I want to see what my video display is.
Aspect ratio submenu, display size submenu.
Actually, it's display size. We're going to open it right arrow.
Tiny control plus 1.
Control plus 1 is tiny.
Small control plus 2.
Small is control plus 2.
Medium control plus 3 checked.
Medium is control plus 3 and it checked.
Large control plus 4.
Control plus 4 gives you a large display.
Full screen control plus F.
In full screen, it's control plus F as in Frank.
Display size sub menu.
At the moment, my aspect ratio is 4:3.
Aspect ratio sub menu.
We're there. I'm going to open it by right arrow.
Non-dash fixed shift plus 0. Standard 4:3 shift plus 1 checked.
And again, it's for me, it's standard 4:3 and it's shift plus 1 on the numbers row. That's the hotkey.
Aspect ratio sub menu.
And to escape out of this context menu, use your escape key on the keyboard.
Escape leaving menu is TV.
As you heard, it said leaving menus. Okay, this is how you do a scheduled timer recording. Press Control plus S, as in Sam.
Control S, TV setup dialog. Track the 881 video page. Video drop.
You get a TV setup dialog screen. I'm going to do an insert plus T, as in Tango, for the title bar of this dialog box.
Title is TV setup pages. Track the 881 video.
Since the last time I was in this dialog, it remembers the last tab or page I was in. I was in the video tab. I'm going to tell you all the tab/pages that are available in the TV setup area. I'm going to do a left arrow to see if there's a tab/page.
49%.
Nope.
50%.
I didn't want to do that. Do a shift tab.
Shift tab. Graphic 881 video tab. The switch page. Graphic 680.
I'm recording something right now.
Press control tab. Graphic 682 display tab. Graphic 881 video tab. Graphic 400. Graphic 682 display tab. Graphic 881 video tab.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption. The first tab is the display tab.
50%. Graphic 881 video tab. The switch pages. Press control tab.
Then you have video tab. What I'm doing here is right arrowing on the keyboard to hear all the tabs.
Graphic 443 TV tuner tab. The switch pages. Press control tab. 1.
TV tuner tab.
Graphic 363 closed caption tab. The switch pages. Press control tab.
Closed caption tab.
Graphic 982 personal video recorder tab. The switch pages. Press control tab.
Personal video recorder tab.
Graphic 452 stills gallery tab. The switch
stills galleries tab.
Graphic 99 schedule tab. The switch
schedule tab.
Graphic 452 stills gallery. Graphic 99 schedule tab. The switch pages. Press control tab.
That's all you have.
Graphic 452 stills gallery tab. The switch pages. Press control tab. Graphic 99 schedule tab. The switch pages. Press control tab.
So check these ops, these tab pages yourself. Make the necessary settings. So I'm in the schedule tab right now. I'm going to do a tab key.
Tab not selected. Graphic 506. Event 0. Personal video recorder at 18:05 on 10/06/2006. Expired. 0 o'clock 02, not selected graphic 506, event 0, personal video recorder at 18:05.
That was my last recording I made. It's a list view. Disregard that. Use your tab key.
Tab, create new button to activate. Press space bar, Alt plus C.
You want to go to the create new button. Press space bar.
Space, schedule wizard dialog. Show this page next time. Checkbox checked. The clear check mark. Press space bar, Alt plus S.
You're in a schedule wizard. Use your tab key.
Tab, next greater button to activate. Press space bar, Alt plus N. Next
press,
greater button to activate.
Press space bar on the next button.
Space, please select the feature that you want. The schedule combo box. CD audio playback 1 to 5. To change the selection, use the arrow key, Alt plus P.
You're asked to select a feature you want to use. This is the most important part. I had to call tech support for this. You must choose personal video recorder. It's the third option in the list. I'm going to down arrow key.
File player. Personal video recorder.
That's what you want. Personal video recorder.
Personal video recorder. Reapply.
Use your tab key.
Tab, left back button to activate. Press space bar, Alt plus D. Tab, next greater button to activate. Press space bar, Alt plus N.
Go to the next button. I believe you can do Alt plus N, as in November, for the next button.
Space, schedule wizard left parent step to right parent dialog. Enter a name for this new event edit. Event 1, type in text, Alt plus E.
Here you can name the event. I'll leave it as is. I don't care. Use your tab key.
Tab, one time only radio button checked. 404. To change the selection, press up or down arrow, Alt plus T.
I believe here you're asked how many times you want to record. I have the one time radio button checked.
One time only radio button checked. 404.
To go up and down this list, you can use your up and down arrow keys.
Once a week radio button checked, 3 or 4.
You have once a week.
Press up or down arrow, Alt plus O. Each weekday left parent Monday dot 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 Friday right parent radio button checked.
You have
to change the selection, press up or down arrow, Alt plus A.
Each weekday, Monday through Friday.
Daily radio button checked, 1 or 4. To change the selection, press up or down arrow, Alt plus D.
So you have daily. So I'm gonna go back to what I want.
Each weekday left parent Monday dot 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 Friday right parent radio button checked. Two of once a week radio one time only radio button checked. 404.
Okay. It's all accessible. Use your tab key.
Tab, left back button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus P. Tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus N.
I'm gonna press space bar on the next button.
Space, one time only, this event will run once at the time you specify. Schedule wizard left parent step 3 right parent dialog. Oct 08-2006 504 p.m. list box. Oct 08-2006. 0 items. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
This is step 3 in the wizard. Here it tells you the date. And it says October 8, 2006. If you want to change this, you first use your left and right arrow keys on the keyboard.
08.
That's the date. I'm on left arrow. October.
08.
08 for the date.
2006.
And the year is 2006. To edit these fields, you first go to the field by doing the left and right arrow keys. And then you use your up and down arrow keys to change just the month, date, and year. Here we go. I'm going to go to the month.
08.
I'm going to up arrow.
Now.
That's November.
Deck.
December.
Nav.
Nav again.
Oct.
October. You can't go backwards. You can't go to September as usual. Right arrow.
08.
That's the date. You can also use your numbers row to change the date. I'm going to push 2-1.
2-1-0-1.
I didn't do it fast enough.
8-0-1.
Okay. 2-1 real quick.
2-1-21.
There you go.
8-21.
You have to do it real fast on the numbers row. I'm going to press the number 8 to make it October 8, today's date. Once you have the date set, use your tab key to go to the start time area.
At list box 5:04 p.m. to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
You do the same thing here. Use your left and right arrow keys to hear the hours, minutes, and AM, PM fields. And to change them, you use your up and down arrow keys. Once you select that field, or you can use the numbers row on your keyboard.
0-4-5.
That's the hour.
0-4.
That's the minutes.
PM.
And that's the PM. I'm on the PM. If I down arrow,
AM.
It says AM.
PM.
PM.
04.
04. If I want to change that, up arrow.
05. 06. 07. 08. 09. 10.
Okay.
5.
Let's see what time it is.
5:08 p.m.
Jaws tells me it's 5:08 p.m. I'm going to set it at 5:13 p.m. I'm going to go real fast from here on out. Then you use your tab key. Once you have the start time,
tab, left back button to activate, press space bar, alt plus B, next greater button to activate, press space bar, alt plus N.
Here, be careful, let Jaws read out the whole screen for you when you tap.
Next greater button.
Press the space bar on the next button.
Space, event 1, the maximum event duration is 31 days, 23 hours and 59 minutes. Schedule wizard left parent step 4 right parent dialogue. Event duration list box 00 days 00 HRS 30 min to move to it.
Here it tells you the days, hours, minutes. And you use your left and right arrow keys as before. And your up and down arrow keys or the numbers row to make the changes. This is the duration. It's always going to be 30 minutes.
00000030.
So what you have?
00000
for the days. 00000 for the hours.
30
for the minutes. I'm gonna press the number 2 on the numbers row for 2 minute recording.
Two.
What I always do is do a shift tab to make sure.
Shift tab. Cancel button to activate.
Then a tab key once.
Alt tab. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Shift tab. Next greater button. Shift tab. Left back button to shift tab. Close multimedia set. Shift tab. Event duration list box. 00 days 00 HRS 02 min to move to an item.
Just keep pressing your shift tab key.
02.
Then I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab. Close multimedia center when complete. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar. Alt plus C.
I do want to close multimedia center when it's done, so I'll press the checkbox with space bar.
Space checked. tab, left back button to active tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar, alt plus N.
We're on the next button, press space bar.
Space, select the video source to use when the scheduled event begins, colon, video source selection wizard dialog, connector, colon, combo box, analog TV tuner, 3 of 3, to change the selection use the arrow keys.
You're asked for your connector type. Mine is composite, so you use your up and down arrow keys.
S-video, composite.
It's on composite. You use your tab key.
Tab, left back button to act tab, next greater button to activate. Press
next space button,
button
space bar.
Space. Use this setting to record good quality video type colon MPEG-2 video colon 700x480 MTSC.
You get four different type of recordings. Choices. I have it on good.
Good radio button check 204.
Use your tab key, and I'm recording .mpgs.
Tab, left back button, tab, next greater next. Button, back space. This page lets you configure the destination for recording. And
here it tells you where you want your recording to go, destination folder.
Tab, browse dot 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 button.
Browse button if you want to change it.
Tab, combo box, user defined, tab, edit, format dash 1024-4-3.
Here you can name the file. You're recording. I'm going to call it test.
E-E-S-E.
Press tab key.
Tab, example, colon, tab, left back, tab, next greater button to activate space.
Space bar on the next button.
The following time of interval at 17:13 on 10/.
Here it tells you what you've set up. Your timer, schedule.
Tab, cancel, but tab, left back, but tab, finish button.
Press space bar on the finish button.
Space, create new button to activate, press space bar.
And here what I do is, you're back on the schedule tab, initial dialog string, choose the OK button.
Tab, delete all tab, OK plus space, TV, TV, 5:13 p.m.
And this was only for test purposes, so I may have missed the 5:13 p.m. start time. What's gonna happen is you're gonna get a recording. It's gonna show up in your destination folder you told it to go to. And when the recording is finished, your Multimedia Center application will close on its own. And when you first set up the software, you're asked for like what kind of format you want to record at or with. You got like AVI, MPG, even a proprietary format from ATI. But you can't share these files or convert them, I believe. So it's better to use MPG, AVI. There's some other formats. That's all there is to it. I hope this had been helpful. If you got any questions, email me at petrosia@yahoo.com. That's Papa Echo Tango Roger Oscar George India Alpha at yahoo.com. In your subject line, put Multimedia Center help so I know it's from you. Otherwise, I may not open it. Thank you very much.